Okay, let's do a meditation. Om Tat Sat. If the Vedanta, the Upanishads say, the truth of your being, the truth of yourself, is one non-dual consciousness, one non-dual conscious being, which we call Brahman, this Atma, this Self, is one infinite non-dual being that we call Brahman. One without a second. I am one without a second. Advaita, non-dual. How to directly understand that in reference to me? Experientially, how can I say I am one non-dual Brahman? What is that experience that I'm supposed to recognize? The world is not non-dual. The body is certainly not non-dual. The sense organs are not non-dual. The thoughts, the mind, the emotions, even the ahankara takes many forms. None of them are non-dual. I am different from you. That is not non-dual. The world, including me, is not non-dual. To recognize the non-dual is to recognize the relationship between nama-rupa, all name and form, and its content and its substance. The relationship between the clay and the pot, clay pot, is non-dual. There's not clay and the pot. The pot is there, but it has no being apart from clay. So the relationship between the substance, clay, and the nama-rupa, name and form, pot, is non-dual. What is really there, we say, is satyam, is real. The pot, the nama-rupa, even though we experience it, we don't deny the experience, but we say it has no being apart from clay. Any and all nama-rupa, name and form, we say is mithya, means it has no being apart from its substance, which is satyam, real. So when we talk about non-dual, we're talking about the reality, not about the mithya nama-rupas that depend for its being on that reality. What about me is satyam, and what is mithya? In my experience, as I sit here in contemplation, what is nama-rupa? What exists within time and space? What is subject to change? Is mithya. It has no independent being apart from the substance, its truth. If I say this body, just let yourself be aware of your body. Feel it relaxing. Be aware of its contours. If I were to say this body is a conglomerate of nama-rupas, it is a conglomerate of many names and forms. To attribute the content of one name and form, this body, to smaller names and forms evades the issue. Names and forms, big, small, smaller, smallest, are mithya because they have a substance upon which they depend. So being aware of your body and the breath, The muscles fluctuating, changing. All of which are known. Known in that they shine in my awareness. See if you can differentiate these nama rupas from their content, which is free of nama rupa, must be free of nama rupa. You can't give the content of one nama rupa a bunch of smaller nama rupas. Notice your own presence. Now notice the form of the body, the forms within forms within forms of the body. What is its clay? The clay of the pot. What is the clay? Beware of your own presence, gently focusing on your being. And think of it in terms of nama-rupa. And what size are you as consciousness? What shape? What is the shape of consciousness? What is its form? What color is it? What color is your being? Is it white? Is it black? Is it red? Is it yellow? Can I objectify conscious being? Can I objectify myself? Just relax and notice. Try to objectify yourself like you can so easily do with the body. Just be aware of the name and form of the body. Now shift to conscious being, to yourself, the me. I would say notice that you can't objectify it, but you need not objectify it because you are self-evident, shining, conscious being. Free of nama-rupa, free of time. Notice your own being. If I say free of time, notice the truth of it. The body is not free of time. The thoughts are not free of time. The world is not free of time. But my being is free of time. Just notice the truth of it. Just this me, your simple self. Now notice just your own changeless, non-objectifiable, self-evident presence in reference to all of the experiences, nama-rupas, that are objectified. What is the relationship between me, conscious being, and all objectifiable experiences, which by nature would be nama-rupas, because they can be differentiated one from the other? Relax and notice the nama-rupas, the experiences, they go on changing, but you don't. They are not away from you, but they don't touch you either. They can't touch you because they have no being apart from you. Like the clay, the pot can't touch the clay because there is no pot other than the clay. Your thoughts, your experiences, your emotions are like that. They have no being apart from you. They don't touch you, they don't cover you. They don't change you. As satyam, I am that because of which mithya can be. Without me, what we call mithya cannot be. Mithya means that order of reality, those experiences, nama-rupa, which by their very nature depend on me 100% for their being. The whole Vedanta depends upon this recognition of satyam and mithya. Advaita, non-duality, is only comprehensible if I understand that relationship between satyam and mithya. Your being is satyam. You are free from time. Free from space. Free from any type of object. Untouched by all and every experience. Just relax, focus on your presence, on me, this conscious being that I am. Sure.